The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, in today's episode, definitely the biggest conversation we had, I mean, the phones would not stop ringing, is switched at birth.
Oh.
Think about this. If you are not your parents' child, or if the children you're raising aren't yours, do you really want to know? Because what are you going to do? You love the kids, and all of a sudden you find out the children you've been paying for, you love, you hug at night, you read their stories, they're not yours?
Like I said earlier, explains a lot. Like, because when you see these, like, really good-looking kids with these really ugly parents.
That is ridiculous.
It makes sense now. It makes sense. What was it, 28,000 or something like that?
28,000 babies a year. Yeah.
In the United States, that's a significant number.
And let's talk about it now. The episode begins at this very moment. I want to play a little game this morning, not only because it's Thursday and it's almost Friday, which I love, but because DJ Automatic, I want to tell you I love you. Okay,
aww.
So let's go around the room real quick, introduce ourselves. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I am Dana Cortez.
I'm the loved one, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
You know you're in love when blank.
Okay.
Last night, I've been very concerned about my husband, DJ Automatic. You know, he hasn't been sleeping well, and as a wife, I just want my family to always be right. He was in a bad mood, started looking, you know, a little crazy, acted a little crazy. And last night he fell asleep at 8:58. And the man is snoring. His mouth is wide open. His legs are just spread everywhere. And I thought, oh, my God, I love this man. And I knew I was in love. Because anybody else with their mouth hanging open, saliva dripping, you'd be like, ew, me. I was just like, oh, I love him so much.
Not my prettiest moment, no.
But I just felt it because I was so happy that the person that I care about so much is getting what they need.
I get the theme here, okay? So I knew I love you when I see you in your ratty little PJs that you wear. And then you're cleaning the toilets and you're screaming at me. Why didn't you hit the toilet? Why didn't you hit the toilet? And I still think, I love Dana.
Okay. All right. You better love me. I'm over there on my hands and knees cleaning your mess up. Anthony, when did you, like, you know what we're talking about here? Obviously, you look past all these weird little things about your partner.
When did you first, like, experience love with a woman?
After hearing your guys' stories, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever.
You're like, I want my girl to look good all the time, and there's no way I'm falling asleep with my mouth open in front of her.
I clean my own stains.
All right, so share with us, when did you know you were in love? You can hit us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Maybe we'll take this to a topic next week and we can read everybody's comments. All right, hit us up on social media. Anthony A. National Day.
Look to the sky because it's National Aviation Day, y'all. Hey.
Woo!
Hey, shout out to the Wright Brothers.
Man, can you imagine getting on the first airplane?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Have you seen the video of it?
Literally
built,
no.
Built by 2x4s. We also have, National Potato Day.
Literally might be my favorite food there is.
I think Automatic could eat hash browns with french fries in between and he'd be fine with that for the rest of his life.
My favorite way to consume potatoes is mashed, all right? Mm. And we'll wrap it up on National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Dairy Queen. They got the best soft serve in the game.
They do. And when you dip it in that chocolate, that chocolate, it turns hard.
Oh, my gosh.
We are fat.
Fancy. From mashed potatoes to soft serve ice cream. Hey.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today, we're talking about babies that got switched at birth at the hospital. And the reason we're doing this is because Automatic and I, obviously, we have a baby together, Ava Maddie, and she's watching this show called Switched at Birth.
Oh, okay.
And it's about these teenagers that discover their parents aren't really their biological parents. And so it's a lot. Whoa. Going on.
The first thing I had to inform her was, you are definitely my child.
Oh, that kid looks
look
just
in the
like
mirror.
You. And she looks like me. Yeah, exactly. But it does happen. If you just turn the radio on, Anthony, you asked, doesn't it happen all the time?
Yeah.
28,000 babies every year in America get switched at birth at the hospital.
28,000?
Out of 4 million total births.
What is the percentage on that?
1.3%. Pretty low.
So this happens more often than not, though.
Well, no, not more often than not.
28,000 is a lot.
That's a lot. If it's you, you're like, oh, that's only 1%.
I wonder how many of them figure out, like, once they get home, they're like, hey, this isn't
only
my kid.
Only 1.3%, obviously, because that's the numbers we have.
Right?
Other people don't figure it out.
It could be more. Exactly. So, this is a very deep convo. And you're welcome to tap in on the phone line right now. Would you want to know? We already have people on hold. Would you want to know if your kids were switched at birth or you were?
I don't think I would.
Oh, this is a hard question. How old is your oldest child?
15. She's older. I had her really young.
Think about that. Let's say 15 years later, you find out that the baby they handed you isn't even your child.
The child was switched at birth.
Switched at birth. I wouldn't want to know either, because how would you handle it?
I wouldn't be able to. I'd probably go crazy. But, you know, in a way, I would want to know my biological child, who they are, if there was a possibility. But I would not make any differentiation between my current daughter and my biological one. I don't know. It's tough.
Because you can't switch them and just pretend like the 15 years didn't happen.
I almost feel like, to her point, though, now, wouldn't you feel as if your kids would want to meet their biological parents?
Oh, yeah, of course they would. I first thought about it, I was like, oh, I don't want to know. And then I thought about it, I was like, man, I would want to meet my biological kid. And of course, that biological kid wants to know their real parent. And you can't even be mad at them for doing that.
Can we sue the hospital at all? Can we?
And then split the money.
I would definitely sue. That's one.
Well, and maybe you could treat it like a blended family almost.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know the show that your daughter was watching, but there is a show that I think I was watching a few years ago where something similar like that happened, and they did end up having a blended family. But the one that lived away, that was the biological one, continued to live with that family in that other state, but would visit for like the holidays and stuff like that. So they still had a relationship. It was just not the way it was. It should be, I mean.
I get what you're saying. They couldn't leave the parents they were raised by because they loved them, but they wanted some type of relationship with the biological parents as well.
Yeah, but in their case, they're adults, so they can make their own decisions. If they're minors, that's like where it gets tough, because at that point, it's the parents that have to make those decisions, you know?
So let me tell you all a story. Automatic Anthony, and listen to this. This woman, this is a true story. She has her baby. And she notices the baby is darker, but just thinks, well, whatever, maybe that's how the babies are. Go home. And the father of the child is like, that is not my child. The child looks African-American. This is a white couple. And they keep going and going. The father, 8 months in, conducts a DNA test, a secret test, and finds out the kid is not his. He leaves his wife. God. They have this huge fight. She screams, cries. I mean, she's going months and months to court, like denying, I've never been with another man. It's never happened. So she thinks, what in the world? So she takes a DNA test because they're fighting in court for months, like 10 months. She takes a DNA test. She gets a result. The child's not hers either. The hospital gave them a child that was half African-American and half white. And they gave their white baby to the other couple. 2 years later, they get a divorce. They cannot repair their relationship. The man is so just distraught. It has ruined everything. And she wants her baby back, and the other couple doesn't want to give it up. This is a real story.
Oh, my God.
That's a real nightmare.
It is.
Yeah.
But this kind of thing happens. Like, the switched at birth thing happens, and it's just, now I'm depressed.
Damn.
I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to know. I don't think I would want to know, because I love my mom so much. And
be so curious, though, to where my real kid was and what they were like. Just, and I know that that kid's going to be curious to who their real parent is.
But if they
is
don't know, you're not curious.
I would definitely.
I wonder what the legalities are for that, because the other couple doesn't want to give the baby up, but it's not theirs.
It is a court case right now, and if I'm not mistaken, it's been going on for over a year and a half. So,
oh my gosh.
All right, so we got to wrap this up on the radio, but this is the kind of conversation that people obviously want to have. So you're still welcome to call in, but let's continue it on social media for sure. Do you know someone that was switched at birth?
Cool.
Share that story with us now.
Do they know they were switched at birth?
Oh my gosh.
It explains so many like good-looking kids and ugly parents.
That is ridiculous.
You see it all the time.
Dana Cortez Show, all social media platforms. Go now and comment.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so there's something happening right now that I think is so insane. Some white-collar workers are secretly holding down two full-time remote jobs at the same time, because you know how we're able to work from home?
Yeah.
Hold on, though. Some are earning up to $600,000.
What?
That is so crazy. So it can be tricky to balance two jobs, but if you don't have to leave your house, not so much.
Dude.
You can scam your companies.
This reminds me of my auntie. She had one of those little things that made her mouse kind of just rotate. So when she was working from home, it looked like she was always online.
Oh, but you could be out in the backyard by suntanning or something.
Yep.
So what does it say about the people who don't want to go back to work?
Oh, well, I think that for that, that's a whole different thing. I think the people who don't want to go back to work definitely aren't earning $100,000.
Nope.
Because you'd be happy to work multiple jobs at that.
Yep.
So a lot of these are Wall Street investors.
Oh.
Also consultants.
Okay.
People we don't trust normally.
Yeah, already the seasoned white-collar criminals
we
are ahead of the game.
We already know what you about. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Speaking of criminal activity, some of your favorite products might be giving you less than what you're paying for. So
what?
This man conducted a study on shrinkflation. You say, what is shrinkflation?
Yeah, what
I've never even heard that word before. It's when a company gives you less product but charges you the same price.
I don't know. Oh. That's a scam right there.
So a lot of, because of inflation, a lot of companies are doing this right now where they're giving you a smaller box of, let's say, like cereal or something, but they're charging the exact same price. They're charging you $2.99 for that box, but there's less product in the box.
You know who's been getting away with this for years? Chip bags.
There
chip
you go.
Bags chip have bags. Been doing
chip
it for
bags
years.
Are the worst at this.
Well, if they practice shrinkflation, I'll have two chips in my next bag.
So this man named Edgar Dorsky, he's conducted a study, and he found out that cereal, candy bar, and toilet paper were giving you less product than for the same price. He actually counted the amount of toilet paper, the amount of like sheets in there, and there's less sheets in the mega rolls than there were in the original rolls.
Hey, maybe this could actually solve the obesity problem
there we
in
go.
America
that might,
when it comes
that
to
something.
Cereal.
I do feel funny, though, because his name is Dorsky. So I know you're talking about tissue paper, but let's go across the pond and talk about probably the most expensive tissue paper in the history of tissue paper. You guys know recently how, what's the name, Lionel Messi?
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi, yeah, you know, very famous football
his Barcelona
player.
Press conference where he was there saying he's going to leave the club, and he was crying while an anonymous seller put that tissue paper up on the internet for sale, and it is listed at $1 million.
For boogers?
Come on, man.
Wait, who is somebody that you look up to that you think is so phenomenal you would pay $1 million for their boogery tissue? Anybody?
The Rock. Give me some of the Rock
the
boogers.
The Rock, DJ Automatic?
I don't want anybody's boogers. That's gross.
I got somebody. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Come on. $1 million. You could charge everybody a lot just to come look at it. They did it with the shroud of Jesus. That was the blanket that they supposedly put over Jesus inside the tomb.
They wrapped him up. They sold it?
No. They used to charge you to go look at it.
What?
Well, it's probably about as real as that tissue is.
Holy Jesus. What the right. is that?
Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you have a TikTok account, if your child has a TikTok account, I have breaking news right now inside Hottest Hashtags. Welcome to Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
Okay, so the Chinese government has acquired a stake in ByteDance. What is ByteDance? That's the company that owns TikTok.
What?
So this furthers the debate as to whether the popular app poses a security threat to American users. Both Democrats and Republicans agree this is a serious concern. More importantly, both Democrats and Republicans agree. Hey, watch out. You got TikTok. I'm not kidding. This might be one of those times that they get rid of an app
because of
security issues.
I mean, at this point, does it make sense for our government to allow another government to monitor our citizens?
I don't know. Like I said, that's above my pay grade. That's above me.
It's above
All right, so now I'm going to list the cheapest states to live in, top five. Let's see where our state ranks. Number five, Missouri, where you can buy a house for under $300,000.
Oh.
Number four, Arkansas. You can buy a nice house in the city for about $371,000. Number three, Oklahoma. Number two, Kansas. And the number one cheapest state to live in America is Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
You buy
and
a nice
I know
house
why
under
all those places are cheap to live in because nobody wants to live there.
Automatic.
I've been to all those states. There's nothing desirable about living in any of them. I mean, there are some pretty things, but at the same time, you gotta live there.
You are coming
I'm
hard
never
on
gonna
these
go to
states.
Mississippi with Automatic.
Never.
You won't catch me there for no reason.
You are so wrong for that. How about just wanting to have a decent life and being able to afford things? That's a great enough reason to move to
you
those states.
Get what you pay for.
And now we're moving on to food news. IHOP is adding a new item to their menu, but you better have your ID if you want it. Alcoholic beverages. This is a concept being tested in a few markets, but if I know Americans like I do, I'm sure it's about to be all over the nation.
So in other words, people are going to be dancing on the tables at IHOP.
I guess so. You can get yourself a Bud Light, a Blue Moon, a Corona, various vinos by Barefoot Bubbly from Chardonnay to a Sauvignon. But don't order a shot because they say hard liquor will not be making an appearance at the IHOP.
I can't put Fireball on my pancakes.
You cannot. Come on, man. Do that. Just eat the cinnamon pancakes. You get the same effect. All right, National Day, Anthony.
We'll start with National Aviation Day.
All right, shout out to everybody who works for the aviation industry. I know they're shorthanded right now. And we feel your pain.
Ooh. National Soft
Ice. We wait for their pain is what we do.
Oh, DJ, what is up? What is up with you today?
What's up in your cup? Is it Haterade? Is
there's a little Haterade in there today.
Jeez,
yeah.
Dude. Shout out to all the flight attendants providing us with safe and friendly flights around the country. Yeah. How about that? All right. And we'll wrap it up. Ooh. Dana Cortez. Why does everybody love cooking with potatoes?
Anthony A., why does everybody love cooking with potatoes?
Because they're appealing.
That was good.
That was a mom joke. That's going to kill in the kitchen, y'all.
I'm a mom.
It's National Potato Day.
Okay, so let me ask you, what's the best way to consume a potato? What's your favorite kind of potato,
mashed.
Anthony A.? All right, DJ Automatic.
I'm basically the Bubba Gump of potatoes.
People call me Bubba.
Well, I will consume a potato any which way.
Fries. That's your Irish roots.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
MIT's Living Wage Calculator has just figured out how much a single person, no kids, no pets, no nothing, needs to earn in order to live in the cheapest place in America. How much you got to earn an hour? I'll tell you right now, it's time for In Case You Missed It. First story that you need to know about DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, a gaming platform wanted to see if playing video games can be considered exercise. They did a study where they strapped heart monitors to 50 different gamers, and they played FIFA and Call of Duty Warzone. They found that competitive gaming burned an average of 220 calories an hour.
What?
Wow. Which is equivalent to like Snickers or Mars bar or something like that.
Okay. Is it really good? You want to play how many hours do you have to play to really?
Well, that's per hour. So let's say you were walking slowly for 45 minutes, you would burn more calories playing video games than you would walking slowly.
I don't like this study because I already get a lot of women who hit me up. My man's always online. Now he's going to be like, girl, I'm exercising.
You can actually burn more calories playing video games than you can playing golf with a cart.
Oh, game over.
That's ridiculous. I digress.
Well, the trick is not to sit there and eat while you're playing video games.
Oh. Then never mind. Because everybody I know is snacking or drinking while they're playing video games.
For everybody out there online dating, Tinder is hoping to cut down on catfishing by adding an ID verification feature to the dating app.
So you can't pretend to be somebody else, or you can't throw up that high school or college photo when you're 55.
Exactly. It's going to allow you to upload a passport or a driver's license. And as a person who's used these dating apps, I don't know if I trust the app with that kind of information.
Nope.
Well, I don't know if I trust you when it comes to dating apps. You know, my single friends have had a lot of hard times when they're dating somebody. I told you about my girl. She met this guy. She's like, Dana, he's got to be 20 years older than his picture.
Oh, God.
20 years? She's like, it's not that she's an ageist, but represent yourself.
You're right. Ladies, make sure you have a photo with him and his hat off before you take that date, okay?
I'm just thinking that if I was in this world and I had to upload my passport picture, you should see my passport picture. I look crazy.
No.
Like, I look...
You look like a serial killer. DJ Automatic.
I had been out drinking the whole night before, and I didn't sleep. I was DJing, and we had to go get... I had a passport appointment, and I was like, oh, F it. I'm just going to take the picture. And even the lady was like, are you sure you want to take this picture?
You know what? I want people to see the picture. Do you mind uploading it?
I got to find my passport.
I have it. I know where it is. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. At DJ Automatic. Put it on your story now.
Nobody wants to see that picture.
It's a passport only his wife will love.
All right. So in case you missed it, MIT's Living Wage Calculator has figured out what a single person with no kids needs to make to live in a one-bedroom apartment. Now, they take into account a number of factors. Cost of food, health care, housing, transportation, personal care, clothing. They even looked at like annual changes in our spending habits.
Yeah.
You got to make $22 an hour to be able to afford the cheapest apartment in America that isn't like dangerous where you won't get shot. You know what I mean? That's kind of wild.
That's disheartening.
It is disheartening because we're fighting for the $15 an hour wage. And according to this, even that's not enough. And I do know people who earn $15 an hour, but their companies cut them to only 20 hours a week or so, and they still qualify for public assistance or have to work another job just to get by.
And that's why people don't want to go back to work, is because you can't even make a living. You're literally working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and you can't even afford to pay for everything that you need to do.
You're living check to check, and if one thing goes wrong, You're just, you could be out of a place to live.
And at that salary, or, you know, when you're making less than that, you need a roommate.
Gross. I mean, shout out to the people that have roommates, because you are dealing with a lot.
I'm so lucky. When I went to go live on my own, you know, I had my daughter, Kirsten, when I was 15 years old. And to be honest, my family helped me for a long time because I didn't want to go apply for assistance. First of all, it takes hours. I didn't have time.
But didn't you have roommates, though?
I did at first, but then, like, they tried to beat me up and I had to leave. And so, no, for real, before I got into a physical altercation. But if it wasn't for my mom, who at the time was struggling herself, kind of pitching in to help me out, I couldn't have made it. I lived in a part of the hood that was dangerous.
Shout out to all the moms helping their kids out.
Yes, shout out to all the parents out there doing it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake has revealed to all of his followers he is COVID-19 positive, and there is one side effect that he's extremely concerned about. We'll give you the update now. It's the best gossip. The Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
On this day in 1969, the legendary Nate Dogg was born.
Oh, R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
Hold up.
We also have Fat Joe celebrating his birthday, Bill Clinton, Matthew Perry, John Stamos, and TikTok star Tony Lopez.
All right, so if you're a college student looking for a job, Travis Scott wants to hire you.
Let's go.
The Cacti College Ambassador Program will give students a chance to test out their marketing skills. You're going to make $2,000 plus bonus incentives. Get some free Cacti Agave Spike Seltzer merch. You know who is a brand genius? Travis Scott.
Because he's going to have every college kid talking about cacti.
He's got us talking about cacti.
Yeah, I know. And it's garbage. So he really is a marketing genius because he's pushing a bad brand and making us all believe the hype.
Oh my gosh. I swear I was thinking, I want to taste it.
Oh yeah. Give me White Claw. Give me Truly's. Give me a lot. Give me the Bud Light Platinum Seltzers.
It's really that bad?
It's bad, bro. If y'all like drinking dish soap, I understand why his voice is like that all the time now. He's trying to swallow
My thing is, how do you know what dish soap tastes like anyway? All right, now let's talk about another rapper, Eminem. He's going to star in the latest 50 Cent production for Starz. It's called BMF. Now, I'm excited about it because 50's been behind a lot of great productions. Of course, Power, the Johnny Tapia documentary, which is one of my favorite documentaries. It's so moving. I recommend it to anybody. Eminem will play White Boy Rick.
Oh, nice. Good. Yeah. And it's a good role for Eminem, too. If you know the story of White Boy Rick, he was forced to be an informant before...
He was a teenager, a little kid.
I'm really excited to see Eminem play this role.
Good stuff. And speaking of another heavy hitter producer, who's also a rapper, Drake. For those of you who don't know, he produced Euphoria, starring Zendaya, and he's got a movie in production right now starring Selena Gomez.
Baby.
Well, he's recovering from COVID-19, and he says he's losing his hair.
What?
I think every man just pulled up to get the vaccine right now.
Well, that is one of the side effects of COVID, but your hair does grow back.
It does, but it takes months. And I just think that, you know, even though maybe you don't get that sick or stuff, sometimes the long-term effects, look at rapper Scarface. He's looking for someone to donate a kidney. Mm. He's on dialysis for the rest of his life if he don't get one.
Serious question here, Anthony. Would you rather lose your kidney or your hair?
Oh.
I'm going to say take my kidney. I got two of them.
No, that's awful.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it's Music Fact Time with DJ Automatic.
We're starting with birthdays. Fat Joe was celebrating today.
Don't dance, he just pull up a pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on.
And also Fat Joe, happy birthday.
Shout out to Fat Joe, good dude. And we also got another birthday. It is Nate Dogg's birthday.
RIP to the king of the hooks.
First, we're going to start in 2003 when Pharrell and Chad released the Neptunes Present the Clones.
Know that I'm carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off, I was just frontin', you know.
So this really was a star-studded project. It had Jay-Z on it, Snoop Dogg, Busta Rhymes, Clips, and many more. And I think it's one of the most underrated albums ever.
It really is good from beginning to end. It's worth taking a listen to even today.
We're going to stay in 2003 because T.I. released his second album, Trap Music.
Who I mean? Rubber band, man. Wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other hand.
Who I mean?
I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand.
So his first album didn't do that well. He got dropped from the record label he was on. He got picked up by another one, and when he put out Trap Music, he became the superstar that we all know today.
And this was the first album to use the term Trap Music.
So is he the godfather of trap music?
Absolutely.
That's up to debate, because you have Jeezy and you have Gucci Mane. And now they've all had this conversation too. If you're asking who coined the term, maybe I would give that to him. But
you
I
have
don't know.
To give it to him. But not just that, this is a great album.
It really is.
This album from beginning to end, this is another one that's worth your time even today.
We got one more thing that happened in 2003. Lil Bow Wow dropped a Lil from his name.
He could drop it all he wants. I still call him Lil Bow Wow. I can't help it.
One of the greatest hip-hop careers of all time, bro. Y'all got to respect the kid from Cleveland, Ohio. He opened up touring with Snoop Dogg as a child, earned his stripes as a real rapper, and a lot of times, we all know rappers who come and go in 36 months. This dude's had a career and made it a career. So
he still forces his name out there to this very day.
Shout out to Bowiezy.
And last, we're going to 2008 when Lady Gaga releases her debut album, The Fame. So Lady Gaga had just been dropped from her record label,
Interscope Records,
when she passes Akon in the hallway and she is upset and he's like, what's going on? She's like, I just got dropped. He's like, I'll take you. Let's put you on Convict Music. Puts out her project. 15 million records later, we have Lady Gaga, the superstar, all because of Akon.
Lady Gaga and Akon gave electricity to a really large part of Africa. I'm not kidding you. If he had not believed in her, she wouldn't be the artist she is today. And if you listen to this project, it all starts off with Convict Music. Every single song. All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
On average, 28,000 babies a year leave the hospital as newborns and go home with the wrong parents.
That's mind-blowing.
So if you could swap out your parents for two celebrities to raise you, who would they be? Let's talk about that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier, during our What Guys Think Thursday topic, Dana was breaking down a story about a man who... Oh, she was talking about the show that your daughter watches.
Yeah, the show that she watches. But there was a story about a man and a woman who had brought home a baby from the hospital, and they found out later that the baby was not theirs. It was a white couple, and the baby was black.
And actually, that led to them getting a divorce. That led to the whole fall apart of their marriage and everything like that. And it led myself and DJ Automatic to talking about a very dumb topic. This one right here. If you could swap out your real parents right now for two celebrities to raise you, who would they be? And just have fun with this one right here. Mom, I know you're listening. I know you're thinking, I wish somebody else would have raised him too. My two celebrity parents would be, here we go. Number one. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, okay. J-Lo's your mama.
J-Lo's my mama. Number two, my father will be none other than Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, dude.
Well, first of all, sleep over at your house. Because everyone wants to check out your mom.
Oh, come on, dude. Come on.
Second of all, what explanation do you have for yourself? Because, I mean, The Rock is a huge man, and what happened to you?
I don't know, dude. I bottomed out. The Latino side kept me down. I'm a short bean, right? Automatic. What celebrity parents would you want to swap out and find out that they're raising you? Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, it's got to be Tom Brady. Greatest quarterback of all time. One of the greatest athletes of all time.
All right.
And my other parent would have to be like, I'm going to go with Elon Musk.
Okay, that's not how science works. That's not, you need a man and a woman, dude.
Okay, well, first of all, I might be a test tube baby. I might be there from in vitro, okay? We are talking about Elon Musk. Anything is possible when that happens. And that would explain my athletic prowess and my incredibly genius mind.
Oh, my God. Now that I kind of look at you in the face, you kind of do look like an off-brand Elon Musk.
Oh, I hate you.
Let us know. Get involved on the timeline. At AnthonyDA400, at DJ Automatic, at Dana Cortez Show on all social media platforms.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So I know inside the WTF, we were calling the Wall Street consultants, all those people, cheaters, because they're earning two salaries, cheating the companies that they work for, two salaries because they get to work from home. But I did start thinking about my dream job, and I would like to be paid to travel and rank the best resorts in the world. That would be my dream job.
Going to Paris. Can't do that from home. You had to do it from home job.
No, Eddie, I don't want to care about home jobs. This is my dream. DJ Automatic is my dream. That's my dream job.
I'm already doing my dream job. I'm a DJ.
Oh.
But the other thing I would do from home, there would be another dream job, is a professional candy taster.
Nice, dude.
Just send me the boxes of candy and I'll taste them.
Yeah, I was going to be a professional cannabis reviewer.
I promise you, we could switch. You know,
we could work together.
I was going to say, between the both of you, that would be like the perfect scenario. All right, some more of the Dana Cortez Show podcast up now. Turn it up.